Cambridge, 1828 to 1831. After having spent two sessions in Edinburgh, my father perceived, or he heard from my sisters, that I did not like the thought of being a physician, so he proposed that I should become a clergyman. He was very properly vehement against my turning into an idle sporting man, which then seemed my probable destination. I asked him for some time to consider, as, from what little I had heard or thought on the subject, I had scruples about declaring my belief in all the dogmas of the Church of England. Though otherwise I liked the thought of being a country clergyman. Accordingly, I read with care Pearson on the Creed and a few other books on divinity. And as I did not then in the least doubt the strict and literal truth of every word in the Bible, I stood persuaded myself that our creed must be fully accepted. Considering how fiercely I have been attacked by the Orthodox, it seems ludicrous that I once intended to be a clergyman. Nor was this intention and my father's wish ever formally given up, but died a natural death when, on leaving Cambridge, I joined the Beagle as naturalist. If the phrenologists are to be trusted, I was well fitted in one respect to be a clergyman. A few years ago, the secretaries of a German psychological society asked me earnestly.